Hey, what's up, guys? Today I'm going to be talking about defund the police, defund them, take all their money away. No more police, no more police. Disband all the police stations. Do it. Now, I'm a little late on this, but I just wrote a pretty comprehensive paper about it, so it's on my mind. Basically, the whole defund the police thing is just an awful idea. Like, if you think defunding the police and disbanding police departments, just take the police away. I know a lot of it is like reallocate the funds to somewhere else, but really, the police need money, guys. Police need money more than anything. The reason why all this police brutality is happening, one, you do have some cops that are just bad, like they're racist and they're bad and they need to be off the force. And I think, they need money for mental health screenings. They need regular mental health screenings and they need better training. That's for damn sure. When you take somebody and you give them, I think Jocko Willink said it was 2 to 4 hours a year that they train. It's not enough. Like, you can't just give them the academy training and then 5 years later, they've gotten, what, 10 hours of training? 20, if they're lucky, and expect them to be tip-top shape cop making the right decisions. They should be training pretty much like several hours a week at least. Like, at least one day a week should be just training. They're not on patrol or anything, they're just training because the police are supposed to be there to protect you. And when people don't trust the police don't trust the people. You know, there's a whole situation where I think I read a story, some cop got called about a domestic disturbance or something, and three police officers showed up, and then just it was just a bunch of gang members, and they just killed the cops right there. Like, put yourself in that situation. Think you're a cop, you get a call, and you've heard about that, and you think this could be just some old couple yelling at each other a little too loud, or this could be my last day on this earth. Like, this could be the last time I do anything, and it's responding to a fucking domestic disturbance call. Like, just put yourself in that situation. Their job is so hard and so dangerous, and that's why they need better training, and they need the trust of people more than anything. They need to, we need to start. First off, they need to start training police better. Give them more training, better training, situational training, really. Like, run them through situations that might happen. Give them proper combat training. They should have experience, like, detaining people and restraining people safely so that this whole George Floyd incident is a one-time thing. Because this. It's awful. I haven't met a single person who thinks that that was okay. The guy leaned on his neck, full body weight, plus the gear, all the bulletproof vest, all the gear that he's wearing, all that weight on the guy's neck. His neck was wedged between like a concrete pipe and this guy's knee and all of his body weight for 8.5 minutes, almost 9 minutes. It was just horrific, and we need to stop that. And teaching somebody how to restrain a person properly is the first thing that needs to be done. They need proper combat training, and also they need to be taught how to handle people who approach them with confrontation. Like, if the first thing you do to a cop, first of all, it's stupid. If the first thing you do to a cop is confront them and fight them about it, you should be friendly to cops because not only is that gonna work out for you better, but it's gonna make the whole situation better and it's not gonna develop into anything, any kind of conflict most of the time. And we need to make sure that these cops are mentally healthy, because whatever forces you, whatever in your mind makes you think that standing or kneeling on a man's neck for 9 minutes, that's torture. Whatever makes you torture a person to death like that in broad daylight in public, wearing a police officer's uniform, whatever makes you do that, you have something wrong in your head. There's something not right there, and I'm not defending him. He should be buried under the fucking prison. Like, this is murder. But there's definitely something wrong there, and so many cops suffer from PTSD and they're not diagnosed because they don't get proper mental health screenings and proper mental health care. There needs to be a licensed trained psychologist, and a really good one, like a really good, not psychologist, psychiatrist, who can be there and who is legally allowed to tell the department this guy has to be put out of commission. He's not allowed to patrol anymore. He's not allowed to go on calls anymore. This man needs to be off the force. He's not mentally healthy. And if we take care of the people who aren't mentally healthy and who aren't stable, that gets rid of one problem. And then back to the way we talk to cops, like, you shouldn't confront a cop right away. That's just going to lead to a confrontation right back at you. And once the confrontation stops, we start trusting the police, and it leads to even less confrontation. The trust needs to be both ways. They need to trust us, and we need to trust them. Right now, nobody trusts anybody. And I don't know anybody who wants to be a cop right now. Like, and that's the problem, is only the crazy people are going to want to be cops. And unless we have proper mental health screenings and proper training, it's just going to keep happening. The second thing we need to do is make sure that the diversity in the police departments is, it matches the community that they're in. Not only is this gonna, I'm not saying this just to be like, get rid of the stigma of white people killing minorities, white police killing minorities or beating up minorities or whatever, but it's gonna help the police officers relate better to the citizens that they're supposed to be protecting, if they have a more diverse police force and they come from similar backgrounds as the people who they're policing. Like, I think most police, at least local police, should come from that locality. I'm not saying strictly from that locality, but somewhere around that locality, so they know the situation, they know what causes the crime in that type of environment. And if they know what's going on in their town that they're policing, or their state that they're policing, then they can better relate, and they can understand what causes somebody to be in this situation. Because the more you can understand the other person, the more you're going to be able to meet them halfway there. You know what I mean? If you can take a Republican and a Democrat and put them in a room, tell them to talk to each other for 15 minutes, right? Just tell them to figure each other out, figure out where they came from and why their views are the way they are. And even though they might not agree, they're going to understand what's going on in most cases and why that person thinks the way they do. And that's the same with any people, really. You take any two people, a group of people, and you have them sit down and talk about their situation and what's going on, what caused them to do the things they wanted to do, what caused them to be in the situation that they're currently in, and you're gonna understand where that comes from. And when you have people who don't understand, when you have police who don't understand how these situations happen and where this crime comes from, where it's birthed from, causes a more hostile environment because the less we understand, the less we're going to be able to relate to each other, and the less we're going to be able to solve problems. Because information is power. You look at, there's a story in the Bible, the Tower of Babel, and it basically says, God, they were building this, people were building this tower, and God was like, well, this tower is getting too high. They're going to reach the heavens. They're going to start living with us. We can't let that happen. They're going to be able to do anything they want. So he mixes up the languages. Now I'm not bringing this up to try to bring Christianity into it or any religion really, but it the story relates to what I'm saying in a way that as soon as the communication was cut off, they were sent into the Stone Age, basically. And like they weren't able to do these great things because they weren't able to communicate with each other. And communication is the most important factor in any given situation where you're trying to solve a problem. If you can communicate, then you can understand. If you can understand, then you're more equipped to solve this problem. So the diversity of police forces needs to match that of the community, and they need to pretty much be localized. I'm not saying 100% of the time, but most recruits to the police department should come from that community, or at least an adjacent community with similar situations and similar problems. That way they can better understand the problems facing that community and how those problems lead to crime and violence in that community, and that way they can solve these problems better. And that also comes back to that trust theme, that if you can relate to somebody, you can trust them. At least better than if you can't relate to them. If you don't understand them, then you're more likely to not trust them. So if the police and the citizens can understand each other, they can relate to each other, there's going to be trust there. There's going to be a back and forth. They're going to be able to live within a community where they can respect each other and respect each other's lives and how their opinions and how they function as a people. And when you get that respect, that just brings further understanding, further communication. Because if you don't respect somebody, you're not going to want to communicate with them. If you communicate with them, you get the understanding, you build respect, you build trust. And when you trust somebody, that leads to further communication, which starts the cycle over and eventually leads to further trust. That's why, think about who do you trust the most? Probably the people you're around the most, right? Probably the people who you communicate and share things with. Those are the people that you trust the most. And that's not a coincidence. That's because when you trust somebody, you communicate with them. And when you communicate with them and they communicate back, that builds trust. That when you open up the vulnerabilities of the police system, when the police admit their mistakes and where they're vulnerable and where they're not doing so well, then that builds trust with the community. And when the community admits that they need the police because there are problems going on and they're not perfect and they can't police themselves, I mean, look at what's going on in what was it, Portland or Seattle or something, where with the whole CHOP or CHAZ or whatever, the little six block community that declared itself a country, and there's a lot of problems with that, but it fell apart. There was violence, there was murder, and just crazy crime, looting going on, and there were no police, and the police were told not to enter that space. And when you look at other places, like in Minneapolis, they did defund the police. They disbanded their police department because of the George Floyd incident. I don't know why I keep saying George Floyd incident. I should be saying George Floyd murder. But that the George Floyd murder caused Minneapolis to disband their police department, and now Minneapolis is crime ridden. And it's just, it's not a good situation when you don't have police. People need to understand that you need police. Think about all you out there saying defund the police, disband the police, we don't need police. What happens when the riot breaks out and then they come to your doorstep? You can't call the police. There are no police. You guys, you did it. You disbanded the police. You won. You got what you wanted. And now there are no police and the riot is on your doorstep. What are you gonna do? And when it comes down to it, police are there for security, for safety, to protect the citizens in their community and in their state, and really to keep America, America. Because when you have unlimited freedom, when you have freedom but no responsibility, and no rules, no laws, then the freedom becomes dictated by, I don't want to say social justice warriors, but it becomes dictated by the majority, and the majority is not always right. When something becomes dictated by the majority, it is illegal to be wrong. Because the majority will come for you, basically, is what I'm trying to say. That's why this whole social justice warrior movement is not really successful, because the minority does have freedom and the minority is able to speak up, and the minority are the ones who are right in this situation a lot of the times. I think the social justice warriors sort of have the right idea, let people do what they want to do. But when you force other people to adapt to their lifestyle, I don't think that's healthy. I think, just let people do what they want to do and don't make me do that as well just because they want to do that. Like, you can pretty much do whatever you want, but as soon as it affects me, I'm going to respond to that, and you should be able to respond to something that is affecting you. If it's not affecting you, just shut your fucking mouth and don't worry about it. But if it is affecting you, then you do speak up, you do take action, you do respond appropriately to the way it is affecting you, because even though you are the minority, you still have rights and you're still in America, so you're able to respond. And that's what we need to keep in America. We need the freedoms that are allotted to us by the Constitution. And a lot of stuff in the Constitution is questionable, and there's some weird stuff going on. It was written a long time ago, but anyway, I'm gonna stop ranting. Basically, where I was going with that, the police need to be there to keep order, so we can have our freedoms, because you can't have freedom without order. That's called anarchy. And anarchy is crime and violence all the time, and letting people do what they want to do to the extreme, to the point where it's affecting other people. I think you should let people do what they want to do as long as it's not harming or negatively affecting another person. As soon as you start negatively affecting another person or harming another person, or God forbid you actually end up taking people's lives, or even if it's by mistake, killing other people. seriously endangering other people, then it becomes the responsibility of the police and the government to take over and restore order to that situation. And that's why the police need money more than anything, because they need that proper training. They need proper mental health screenings. There was a police department in Kentucky that their annual training was 33 slides. They didn't get any physical training. They didn't get any combat training. They didn't get any situational training. They got 33 slides. They got a slideshow. And the slideshow quoted Adolf Hitler. So, and the slideshow also told them to stop, to it was something along the lines of prevent crime at all costs, which is not, that's no, you don't do that. That's why we need proper training, and we need regulated training, and we need to check in on these departments, from a national level, from a federal standpoint. We need to go in and check on all these local departments. Go watch them train, go see what they're going to do without warning, because you don't want them changing what they're doing because they know you're coming. You need to drop in without warning. A federal police department inspector or something along those lines. Police training, regulations need to be not the same across the country, but similar, and they need to be regulated in a way that positively affects the community instead of negatively affecting the community. And another thing that negatively affects the community, while I'm on that sort of sub-subject, is the militarization of police. That we don't need all this militarization of police. You need the appropriate force needed. You need the appropriate equipment for your locale. And a place like Chicago or Detroit or Los Angeles or New York, that's obviously going to need more intense equipment than somewhere like, I don't know, Salem, Virginia, where I live. It's not, you don't, it shouldn't be the same, but it should be appropriate for the locale, and it should be, and state police departments should have, the more militarized. I don't think they should have military grade equipment, like, per se. I don't think the police should be, the police were basically turning into another branch of the military with all the militarization going on, and I don't think that should be happening. But I think state police should definitely be more militarized than local police. That way, when you do need that extra equipment, when it does call for it, you call in the state police. And if it gets bad enough, that's when you call in the National Guard, or you call in some federal FBI or CIA. You call in the federal government to handle it when it gets too intense. That way, these local police departments aren't always using this military grade equipment, because that leads to more violence and more police brutality, and they don't feel like they need the proper training because they have all this fancy fucking equipment. Why would we need to train our people at all? We can just equip them with grenades and bulletproof vests they need, but equip them with tear gas and riot gear and grenades and fucking automatic rifles. Why would we need to train them at all? Why would we need to train them how to use them? They know how it works. You pull the trigger, it fucking kills people. That's all we really need to do. No, you're there to fucking keep people safe. You're there to keep order. Why would you militarize people? That just builds less trust within the community when you see a fucking juggernaut Nazi soldier coming at you from your fucking rear view mirror when you get pulled over. No, that's not what we need. We need proper, appropriate training, appropriate equipment, and proper mental health screening. I'm talking per month, at least, definitely per month. And if there's an intense situation that the police get involved in, or if a police officer dies, or something intense that can affect your mental health happens, then they need to do additional mental health screening when it is appropriate, because we can't have these police becoming mentally unstable, and that's when the violence and the murders start. And really what it all needs to be about is getting the police back to serving the community and protecting the community instead of being a threat to the community. Most people I know do not like the police because there's a stigma behind them, an appropriate stigma at the moment, that they are soldiers and they have a quota. They want to pull you over. They want to arrest you. They want to cause violence. They live for that kind of thing. And a lot of police do live for that kind of thing. They join the force to be violent, to fire their handgun in the line of duty. And that should not be the reason why you join the police force. And we need to weed those people out through mental health screenings. And we need to control the violence that does happen, because violence is going to be inevitable, by giving them proper training, proper de-escalation to avoid the violent situations, and proper training for when the violent situations do arise, and that way they can handle them through the least amount of violence and through the most diplomacy possible. Because when you go into a situation angry, and when you go into a situation with improper training, and you're a little bit scared because you don't know what's going to go on, and you're at somebody's house, and the wife and the husband are hitting you, and they're hitting each other, and you don't know what to do, violence happens. That's why you need to be able to slow down, understand the situation. You've been in this situation before because you've ran situational training and you know exactly what to do. And police need to start calling each other out more too. Most police reports, police complaints are already from other police officers, but when those complaints come in, they need to be dealt with. That person needs to be talked to. They need to be looked at, given a mental health screening. Possibly several. And if the situation is bad enough, like this Derek Chauvin, I think the man's name was, who murdered George Floyd, there had been innumerable complaints about this man on the police force by other officers, and they just ignored him. And when those complaints come in, that person, and especially that amount of complaints, that person needs to be dealt with. They need to be thrown off the force, and they need to be monitored further to make sure that they don't become a threat outside the force. They don't become a threat to the force or to the citizens in the community. Basically, proper training, mental health screening, deal with police complaints and ill behavior properly. Make sure the police are mentally healthy, physically healthy. They have combat training so they can properly restrain somebody without murdering them. And when you put all this together, combined with the biggest component in my mind, which is the trust between the community and the police force, you're going to get a better police force, a safer community, and you're going to get what you really want from this whole defund the police anthem that people are shouting in the streets. All you want is for the violence to stop, and for people to be a community, and for people to be, all anyone really wants is to be happy. And when you have safety and when you have security and when you're a community and you trust each other and there's a mutual respect there, that's when you get the happiness. So don't defund the police. Don't disband the police. Fund the police. Give them extra funding. Give them proper training, mental health screenings. Make sure you have the right people wearing the uniforms. And take some of that money from the militarization of the police and put it into this proper training and into these mental health screenings. And you won't have to take as much from the taxpayer, but you're still going to have to take a little extra. But I think if the police start doing their jobs properly and protecting the community and stop killing innocent people and stop killing guilty people who are nonviolent, who aren't resisting enough to insinuate that kind of confrontation to indicate that you need to use lethal force, then you're gonna get what it's worth in your tax dollars. I think when you see this type of change, you're not going to mind paying the extra tax dollars because it's going to be a safer, happier community, safer, happier police. And that's really all we want from this defund the police movement that's going on. So, at least what most people want. So basically, I'm going to close with that. Hope you enjoyed. Thank you for listening.